Shir Kuf and Yavam was continued. Yud Bay Stephen Hay Tafshin Lamed Vav, June 10th, 1976, and Thursday continued.
To view of the Raisa, so she's a regular Yavam. So it's a good chlitze. From the point of view of the Rabbanon, she's an elbow. She doesn't need any chlitze. The answer is the first lashon holds that we cannot apply the Rabbanon, since with Rabbanon she is an elbow. So we cannot apply the concept of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kim Deraisa Tikkun Likul. So on that point is the machlokes between the first lashon of the Gemara and the second lashon. The question is, can we apply the halacha of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kim Deraisa Tikkun Likul? So the first lashon holds no. Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kim Deraisa Tikkun, we can only apply it lechumre, not lekure. So mele we cannot say, if he gave chlitza to Rochel, so Rochel becomes materas lishut kid the Rabbanon, because mimonefshach. From the point of view of the Raisa, so it's a regular chlitza. From the point of view of the Rabbanon, so it's no chlitza, but she doesn't require any chlitza. We cannot say from the point of view of the Rabbanon, it's no chlitza, and she doesn't require any chlitza. So then we would be applying the Yisrael of the Rabbanon, of Achis Ishtim with the Rabbanon, lekule. That we don't say. Whereas the second lashon holds, no, that we can apply the concept of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kim Deraisa Tikkun even Likud. Alright, now the Rashi. L'mifta tzorak, it comes l'mifta tzorak, it's l'mifta renafshe potro b'chlitza, the chol du. L'mifta renafshe potro b'chlitza, the chol du. This is what Rashi means. Why? Because b'mon evshech, mit Deraisa, it's a regular chlitza, and mit Rabbanon, it's no chlitza. But it doesn't require any chlitza. Hilkach, echot chilis l'gimul, hechel l'kitzorak b'ra. Alright, Guf, Oma Shmuel, Cholatz la'achoyes le'nifteru tzores, le'tzores nifteru achoyes. Cholatz le'bales aget le'nifteru tzores. Because a balas aget, so mid rabbonon, she is to be treated le'chumre like a chlut. So mele, suppose you give chlitze to someone who already received chlitze, so there is no zike altogether. So that chlitze has no significance. So memele balas aget, so mid rabbonon, so the chumre we say that the zike was poka. So in other words, it's klishos zikos. So memele we nifter tzore, the tzore has full zike, not klishos zikos. Mitzore, nifter balas aget, cholas lebalas amaymer. So mid rabbonu lechumre, we treat the balas amaymer as if she is a knuso. So naturally, in a knuso there is no zike. Kim shekin sari kish tochol vorel. So mele the zike is poka. She becomes his wife. Zike is poka. So balas amaymer mid rabbonu lechumre is to be treated like a knuso. So it's again cliche zikos. Cholas balas amaymer lenifter etzor. Litzore nifter balas amaim. So the Gemara says, "Kashi ma'ish nelachoyes, the lenifter utzoreis, the havele yachisisho bizike." Why do we say that lachoyes iloy nifter utzor? Why the nifter utzor? The havele achisisho bizike. So midrabono, she is affected with the iser of achisishtei. So cholas litzores name liftra choyes v'hava litzores achesisha bizike. In the same way, in other words, we explain it according to the maskona of the Gemara. All right, but that's the Gemara's kasha. What difference does it make? So the Gemara says kosova Shmuel inzik. Kosova Shmuel inzik. So mimele, we can say that cholas litzores so liftra choyes. Because the tzored, the makshin here assumed that she's tzoras achis ishtei. So maybe she's an elbow with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. Because of Shmuel einzik. V'om Shmuel yezike. V'divrei eimer einzike kol. Yoche cholatz la'achoyes. Amai l'nifteru tzores. So why do we say? So if we say l'divrei ha'imer in zikekoma, so why do we say cholatz la'achoyes amayle miftarot tzoreis? So, in other words, if we are to assume that Shmuel is assuming his own shite, that he is sike, so then you understand. But, so then, there is a chizk kosi. But if we say that Shmuel is saying it, I'll leave the mandom arein zike, so we understand very well as to why he says, cholatz litzorei, so niftaru achoyes. But why does he say, cholatz lachoyes? Is limited to Torahs. Be shleim et Torah de Rochel. Torah de Rochel loitivta. The chivin the cholitz lelelayim. We all the cholitz le Rochel. Have a lechlitz de Rochel. Chlitz epsul. So in other words. So in the case, let's say, where it's cholatz u cholatz lachoyis. They were three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So then, and then, let's say the two brothers died. So, and the first one, so it was Levi. So Bishleini. So he says, so the Rochel, Loitifter, the second one, the Chim, the Cholatz Lilileo. We all the cholol tzlil rochel have a lichlitz of the rochel chlitz epsulo because she's a chizchut tzosei elotzora deleia tifta. So memele tzora deleia, so then it's a chlitz ksheiro, so she should be, so tzora deleia should be potter. So my we nifta tzores name di koma a tzora de rochel for tzores koma tzores down yoche tzores cholat li tzores Niftra Choyis, Vatzores Rochel Miftre, Votnano, Sodom, Bitzoras, Krivas Chutzose. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Name, Yisrael or Yisrael Koma. Yisrael Bachoyis, Loyikma Bitzores. Ditnano, Sodom, Bitzoras, Krivas Chutzose. Yisrael Bitzores, Yikmer Avda Choyis. Ditnan, Mutarodom, Bitrivas, Soras Chutzose. Now here we have in Machlekes, between Rashi and Teisves, actually, the shita of Rashi was Niyomaz and Daf Chavov on the base when Rashi rejected a certain gears. But the Machlikis is really here. In other words, see, according to Rashi, so since the Gemara says Lidivrei Merin Zikekoma, so that remains even in the Maskone of the Gemara that Lidivrei Merin Zikekoma. So still the Gemara says. Still the Gemara says, Shmuel Nami Hiskil Velo Hiskil Koma. Hiskil Bachoyes Yigma Bitzoris. Ditnano Sorodom Bitzoras Krivas Kutzosi. Hiskil Bitzoris Yigma Rav Bachoyes. Ditnan Mutarodom Bitzoras Krivas Kutzosi. So Rashi says that even the Shmuel says it, even Alibe de Mandomare in Zik. In other words, even though Shmuel. So Shmuel holds that even if we say Shmuel, even though Shmuel himself holds Yerzike, but this halacha he says even a libe de mandoma that in Zike. So that was a kashe. So vis a vis halacha of chlitze psulo tzrichol arzer al kol achin according to Rav. So that halacha is only shayach, can only be conceived according to mandoma that Yerzike. But if we say ein zike, so then we cannot conceive the concept of chlitze psula tzorch la'azal achim. Masha'in kein in regard to the aloche, where one is a chlitze gruo, and one is a chlitze mishubachas. So then, even according to the mandoma, so if a chlitze was given to the one, that is a chlitze gruo, so it cannot patter the one in whom the chlitze is a chlitze mishubachas. This is a contrast. But Teisves says that now that the Gemara is saying, Shmuel, Yisrael Koma, so the Gemara is chizei from what the Gemara said before, Shmuel Name, Lidivrei Merin Zikekom. So only a conic mandoma are Yesik. Now let's see the Rash inside. Libalas aget, So, in other words, Cholas Libalis Haget Leniftar Atzor. Mitzvah Balaget. Beizi Vomis Mochech. Vinosan Yogim Get Lachas Mir. Shuv Eich Litzoso Ugenes Kokach. Diklish Ezikos. Vim Cholas Leniftar Atzor. Cholas Libalis Maimer. Rosa Maimer Bachas Mishayachov. Hames. Mishayachi Vames. Vahakin Cholas Lo. לניב תרצו שחוץ זה זוי נפטרס לגמרי שעדיין צריך לגט למאמורי כי נתנה מפריך גם גמליאל עושה מימה וכל הצריך מנגט ואף אגב דיוי לגט אחת וכל הצלוהו דמעני גט אחת וכל הצלוהו דמעני אבל צרו עושה צריך לחליץ אבל כל הצליצו ניב תרו בלס מימה מחליצה ואני צריך לגט למאמורי גט למאמורי דהב האחיסי שבזיקה ואף בואי ליבו מאלימות ולהוכי קריח לצוסו, ליצור אסנאמה או צורס אחרי זקוק ראי, ואסור ליבומה ליצור מוקים ארבקיים. ומה שמואל, יוכי דין זיקי יכול לסלחוי שחליצו הוא גנסי. The reason is not, so צחליצו הוא גנסי, הוא בישלם ליצור דרוכי אל, דכל צרכי נלי טיפות אל, דכליצה דרוכי אל פרו אמה, ויבואי ליבומה אלוהים צחוצוסי, אלו צור דרוכתר, דכליצה סלי הקשיר ראי, דיאבי בואי מוצר ליבומה, זה צחליצה קשיר. So the Alma Kilma Kalikan Misrame Gaidavan, and it's also a chain. Yoch and the Tzorah will be Tzorah Vachal Shkot Vachinikoma. So Cholat Litzorah is Niftorach Achoy is Bitni Yodachich. Cholat Litzorah is Achiz Achlutza, Niftorach Achiz Achlutza. A Tzorah Dvorach and Niftorach Achlitz is Tzorah and Niftorach. But now Achil is a Tzorah and 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 So, if there are two Yivomes, and not in one Yivome, so it's Klisha Zikoso. In the other Yivome, it's Loi Klisha Zikoso. So, if he gives Klitze to the Yivome, in whom it, there is a diminution of Zike, it's Klisha Zikoso. So, he cannot part a Yivome in whom there is no Klisha Zikoso. Even according to Mandoma, Ein Zike. But this is a Chelik. According to Mandoma, says, so, not only the Aloche of Tzrich Olaza Al Kol Achi, applies only according to Landoma Yezike. But even the Aloche, that when he gives, when there are two Yivomes and one is Klisha Zikoso and the other one is not Klisha Zikoso. So according to Landoma Yezike, so the Chlitze to the word, to the Yivome that is Klisha Zikoso can part of itself on Landoma Yezike. And now the Gemara, according to this, says, now he is Chizeya. From what the Gemara said before, Lidivri Aimer in Zikikon. Alright, now let's see. Hisru Bitzores, Shecholat Litzoras Lei. Shecholat Litzoras Lei. So, in other words, Eve, Reuven and Shimon, the two brothers who died. So, Reuven was married to Lei, and he had another wife. So, Shimon was married to Roche. And he had another wife, Bilam. So, Hischu Bitzores, then Levi. So, if Hischu Bitzores, he gave Chlitze to Zilpo, Litzoras Leo. So, Yigmirav Bachoyes. Im Rotzo Lachlitz Lirocheil. So, Nidrotzoros. Vaval Gavdi Rochel. Chivas Leo, Chitzoros Lachzusei, Lodriya Rochel. Ditnan Muter Odom, because what is Rochel? Rochel is, in other words, he was Maschel Bitzores. So he gave Chalitze to Zilpa, Tzoras Leo. So Memele Rochel is the Achais of Tzoras Chutzosei. Who is his Chutzosei? Zilpa's Chutzosei. And Rochel, so Rochel is Rochel, he's allowed to marry Roche because Mutarodom Bikriva Soras Chutzosei. Vachaname Kiv Bike Yavumel Roche Umiyabe. Because if he says yes, Zike, so then Tzachis Kukosi. But if he says Ein Zike, Yavi Boy Yavumel Roche Umiyabe. Vicholch King Goma Bitzores Roche. Viloi Biroche. Vishvichemil Zetve. Shvichemil Zetve. So that's the first loss. The first loss. Now the second loss in the Gemara is Ravashi Omar Leilom ki dekamret Leilom ki dekamret Umishum de la'ali mezike Lishavya litzore ki elvo Lishavya litzore ki elvo So Leilom ki dekamret Shmuel bereish Cholatz la'achoyes Limiftaru tzoreis Mishum yezike Uchlitzas la'achoyes Gruah So what does it mean? Even though the tzores achis kuko is also asuro, but that's not a nisarayes for that. Even rabon is not a nisarayavo. Masheinkin achis kuko is a nisarayavo. So in other words, so the two lishenes here are the same like the two lishenes in the Gemara before. So this is what Teisa says at the very on the top. That from Zayin Medal. Maya achot chilis kuko and the Gemara and Tzores. Ten. לקמו מסכינון דשמואל ישראל לא יזכו כמה וישכו באחוי איס לא יגמה בצורץ ולמיכתר רוחל בחליץ הסרוסו וכל שני אחד שניהם שווים דיבין החליץ עם תווי דלהי שינוי אלו מפרו גינון במיפתר נף של מיפתר צורת ואם הרי יהודי מפורש לקמו דשמואל ישראל לא יזכו כמה סובה כשינוי ידי בסמוך דמפרו גינון במיפתר נף של מיפתר צורת שינוי דוח ידי אחות לכם יש לכולם המצויס סוב הקרבה שדומה לקמון ויעלים מזיקה לשוויה צורק יעבו וחליץ הצורס אבא חליץ הקשירו ולהוכה חולץ לאחוי יש לנפטרו צורס אבל הוכה בשתיין שובים איך התחיל את זה פה נאו תניה כבוס את הרבה ש חולץ לאחוי יש לנפטרו צורס או לצורס נפטר אחוי יש מי תיים לב משום נפסוב היה יזיקה ולא יעלים זיקר לשווי ליצור הכר צויצרה יצור רבש אומר רבה בבמה מול נו יצנע תראה יצור רבש הומן בשמי so what is בשמי שיטה דצור הסחי סישו is מותרץ so בשמי מתיר אין הצור אסלח יוכל יבוא מנעמת יסייבם תרבי so the Gemara says no תרבי יחמי נורי it doesn't feel like בשמי כי רבי יחמי נורי דום הרבה ונסקים להם ליצור שיחיל צס לא בסייבנס והוא אמר לו הספיקו מתמס הדולה של תלשו אמר רב נחמן ביצחוק אחרוב חוזרו וסיק now let's see now so we have here a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis we have here a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis according to Rashi so only in regard to the halacha of chlitza psula tzricho larzer al kol achim according to Mandoma like Rav that there is such halacha of chlitza psula tzricho larzer al kol achim so that is based upon yezike but if we say yezike so no one can say that chlitza psula tzricho larzer al kol achim masha'in came in regard to the case of two yivomes where one yivome is chlitza zikoso and the other yivome is not chlitza zikoso so even according to Mandoma yezike so we still say that the chlitze that is given to the Yivome that is chlitze is a koso so that chlitze is not good Mashinkin even according to Mandoma Reinzike but according to Teisves so just as in regard to the concept of chlitze just the concept of chlitze is based upon the concept of Yezike so the concept that if there are two Yivomes and one is Chlitz and Zikoso so he cannot give the Chlitz and Gruo that also is based upon Yezike but if we say Ein Zike so then it doesn't matter now let's see the Tesis this is real the Tesis what is discussing the Tesis that Chobov Omud Beis mit the Amret and Tzoi Sricho Chlitz and Mishneyen Kosabres Yezike u Chlitz and Psulo Sricho Tzoi Chlaz al Kolach now what did Rav say? שלוש אחוז יבומים שנופלו לפני אחים יבומים זה חילץ לאחז וזה חילץ לאחז ומצוא יצריך החליץ המשני אומר לי רב מדיקה אמרת מצוא יצריך החליץ המשניהם כוסף רסי יזיקה והבה לי חליץ הפסולו חליץ הפסולו צורך כלך זה כלך צורי אוכל כמה יצא נעמם צורה שסס there was not a guess מדיקה אמרת זה חילץ לאחז זה לחילץ לאחז כוסף רסי יזיקה there was such a guess So Rashi rejects that girl. And Rashi says that we're not gay race with the Ka'omar Zechir Islachas, Zechir Islachas, Kosavras Yezike. But we are gay race with the Ka'amret, and so he's Richel Hilzim Mishneim Kosavras Yezike. This is what Rashi says. We can see the Ka'amret Zechir Islachas, Zechir Islachas, Kosavras Yezike. That's Mishabashis, that girl. אלוהי כסף מי דוקא אמרה צריך להחליץ משניהם כוסף ותהיזיקה והבה להחליץ פסולו צריך להחליץ פסולו צריך להחליץ Kleim am Kam gets sich mit Schnee, das aber soll immer mit sich sie wollen mir mal dabei, war ich mit auch koch, mit Psoi. Kleim agro, sie muss ja wenn ich auch lach ich kurz sie. Hil ka klar weil jo sie. Und sie war es auch und mit mit sie sich dabei ich mit der Gott. Wir sind da lieber sie wir haben ja dabei. So diese says wie es war mit Gas. Mir kommen sehr viele Sachen, sehr viele Sachen. Kosaber sie sich. Und Pires bekommt das Gas hin. Und weil das Gas hin. Wenn ihr redet, die Chorus, die kommt jetzt nicht in den Mann, da mache ich sie, die Name Zechel Zlachas, Zechel Zlachas, die Äpfel Yabm, Achas, mich im Bittel, die müsste sie wollen. So in other words, why does Rashi reject that Girse? Because if we accept that Girse, so then the Gemara would imply that Zechel Zlachas, Zechel Zlachas, can only accord with Mandoma Yezike. But in Zike, so then it's not necessary that Zechel Zlachas, Zechel Zlachas. Because there are other alternatives. So Rashi is Mando Oma. In Zike, no, it's not so. It's not so. In other words, even according to Mando Oma in Zike, there are no other alternatives except this one. This one alternative that Zechel is Lachas is Zechel is Lachas. Mishim Mando Oma in Zike, Nam is Zechel is Lachas, Zechel is Lachas. The Efchel Yab Machas. Mishim Pitot Mises Yvonne. The Lekel Yemen Aname Dechot Yachlit Lishteyeh. Why couldn't we say that Echod Yachtel Tishayen, if we say Ein Zike, so Memele we could accept the Girse of Medikom Aram Tzoy Yisri Chachlitza Mishneyen. So it's right that Ein Zike because it's Ein Zike. So why couldn't one be Chilis Lishteyen? So Rashi says no, that Girse is Mishbeshes. Why? Because even if we say Ein Zike, we couldn't say Echod Yachtel Tishayen. Why not? Vilmando Marin Zike Name in Chlitze Psulo Shel Ruvin Shekvacholatz Leachas Mavka Zike Shimen Achshu. So why? Because that's Rashi Lishitos. Because Rashi here under Chob Zayin. So he explains the Gemara that when the Gemara says Dole Kamen Koma Bishlim Etzore Birochi Litipoteya Mishim Dichlitze Srochi Chlitze Psulo Yi Alme Afilo. And the Gemara says Lidivrei Oimer in Zike Koma. So how may Afil Mandoma Rein Zike Yichlitz Asrochel Piteres Zike Asrochel Achshu? So we see from that Gemara Daf Rav Zayin that even if we say Ein Zike, but Yichlitz Egruo cannot patter the Yivome whose Yichlitz is Yichlitz Mishabachs. So in other words, when do we say that Yichlitz, that if we say Ein Zike, so then Yichlitz Psula doesn't matter, even according to Rav, that is, if they are both Shabbos. But if one is a gruo and one is a mishibachas, so a chlitze gruo could not patter the yivome whose chlitze would be a chlitze mishibachas. Even according to Maromar, ein zike. And the raya is from that gemore. Because the gemore says, bishle metzore de roche loy tifter, mishim de chlitze de roche chlitze psuli, alma afil mandoma rein zike, chlitze schoche peter zike soros achshuvo. Doike nishmui alim mandoma rein zike koma. Go adin doch anam litpot chlitze schub mashni yemo hasheni, da katul mozik adait lechalik bin mifta nafshi mifta sof. So, Rashi's raya is from the gemore, so it's Rashi Lishitose. He says that even the maskone, that the whole gemore goes, even alim de emes, even according to mandoma rein zike, ulrini re di shafek asin alei. The Emes Nagos Sodagi says, no, that we can be Geirets, the Girse, Midikom HaZechil Tzlachas, Zechil Tzlachas, Kosav Rasi Ezik, because if we say Ein Zike, so then it should be Echot Chilitz Lishteye. So Mimele, even if there is one Chlitz, it's a Chlitz Egrue, so it's all Tzorah. So that's the machlekes, that's one fundamental machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, so we say that the aloche of tzicholar zal kol achi, where it both chlitzes achshoveis, so that is based upon the mandoma yezike. But where one is gruo and one is chshuvo, so it doesn't depend upon yezike. So even if we say Ein Zike, so the chlitze of the gruo is no good if there is a chlitze of a mishibachas. Mashainkin according to Teitzes, according to Mandomar Ein Zike, so not only in the case of Shoveis, So the chlitza is good. A chlitza is psula is good. But even if they're not chavitz and one is chlor mishabachas, a chlitza psula is still good. It's still good. Uvinira di shabek asin of them, as the man don't marry in zike chlitza chlor, in zike, if you man don't marry in zike, so chlitza chlor, if you tell us achshuvo imenu, that will be headed for the Gamliel, the man don't marry in zike, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlor, chlitza chlitza psula tvei bishal tso shari chshuvo kichlutzo etzlei limeisa vichleseo val kolkoch shmuel dioma choles lachoyis lunifter tzores libalasaget lunifter tzores libalasaget lunifter tzoro sova di ezik bisu oh but then the question is the Gemara daf Chav Zayin says in so many words that shmuel li divrei haimer in zike koma and still the Gemara says bishleim etzor de rochel leitip da dechim de cholitz leleye vo de cholitz le rochel hav lechlitz le rochel leitip tzulo but a kol man domar in zike so chlitz tzulo is all right even if there is a possibility of making chlitz mishabachas so that was the raya of Rashi. So Teisha says no, the Gemara is only saying even if you are going to assume that way but I'll leave it emes it's not so. ועל כל כך שמואל דום החולס לחויס לנפטר צורס ובסקט לנפטר צורס סובר יזיקה וסוג ידי בסומוך אין אליפו אמס אלא אורך הפירושי ביש לא ימצור את הרוחל לתפתח כלאימא אפילו אם תאימא in other words he's saying for argument's sake even if we are going to assume which is not so so even if we are going to assume במען דום הרעין זיקה נאמי החליצה פסולה צריכה לאן זה ואש למיכה ליצור הסרוח לתפתח מכל מוקים צורד עליה תפתח לחליצה כשאירוי But I'll leave it there, is that Chlitza Psula is in it a lot of Glachim. So even if there is a possibility of making a Chlitza Mishabachas, so it's still all right to make a Chlitza Gro. Teida do is a sugya in a lefemis. Do a pori of Bosa Roche, vatsore de Roche, me mifter of Atnan. Al me boi le meimer, man doma rein zike, le mifter of Roche, de Chlitza Sore, afo gam le asire tzore. Elo mikericho, vikolchki mo yoshoveis. ואם כן איך מדאג וכפיל לפרס כסקות רדי יזיקה ולקום הרמצו ישראל חלסי משניהם אלא עלי זה סוג אין לשמח כדי פרישס לכוי אוכל גמור is only saying here if we are going to say that חליצה פסולו is no good but I'll leave it them as if we say חליצה פסולו is good so it is good even if there is a possibility to make a חליצה קשיר so it's still all right a חליצה גרוע is still all right according to the מנדום הרנזיק because the him for is the Shmuel Yisrael Yisrael come on do you know the Shmuel oh so then why does the Gemara say Yisrael Yisrael so in other words in the moment the Gemara say Shmuel Yisrael Yisrael the Gemara is Chayzeya with the Ibrahim Yisrael Yisrael come on the Shmuel him for the Shmuel Yisrael Yisrael come on you know the Shmuel even man domar Yisrael come on which is for is the day Cholos Lachoy Yisrael Balak Zaget Nifto Tzores Vigasin Shapir Vikom Arzechel Yisrael כוסובה יהיה זיקה, ומדיקאו מהרמצוי צריך לחוץ למשניהם, כוסובה דחליצה פסולו צריך עולה זיה, ואף אגב לתאווה יוכל לדאגת מסעיפה, מכל מוקם מה שיוכל לדאגת מראי שמדאג. Now we have to understand, רשי שיטה, אין תזה שיטה. Now, last time we explained the whole concept of צריך או פסולו או צורך לעזור כל האחים, in line with the lomdes of the Ramban, דף נונאלה. In Yevamos. In other words, so what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says that the reason as to why you say that Tzricho Psulo is Tzorich La'azal Kol Achim and only according to Mandoma Yezike. But if we say Ein Zike, so Tzricho Psulo is Ein Tzorich La'azal Kol Achim. Why? Because, so the Ramban in effect says as follows, that according to Mandoma Yezike, so everyone agrees that there is such a thing as Zike. I mean, how can one deny the concept of Zike? The whole Yisrael of Rishir Ishi Samesa Chutzal Yizok is expressive of the concept of Zike. But if we say yes Zike, so then Zikasi means that the Yovim has a key and Ishes in the Yovim. If we say Ein Zike, so Zikasi means that the Ochames still has a key and Ishes in the Yovim, which is waiting to be continued and to be taken over by one of the brothers. But the Yevomim themselves have no king and ishes. But everybody agrees that there is Zike. So Mimele, if we say Ein Zike, so then that each Yevom has no king and ishes in the Yevomim. So, who has a kinyan nishes in the Yevame? The Ochames. There is a residue of ishes still remaining vested in the Ochames. So, Mimele, and the Torah says that Chlitze can be mafkia. This kinyan nishes, that the mess that the deceased brother still has in his wife. So, Mimele, each one of the Yevamim can do that. Why should two Yevamim, three Yevamim give Chlitze? There is nothing that the second Yavim can accomplish that the first Yavim didn't accomplish, because the only one who up to Chlitze has a Kiyanishas in Yavome is the mess. So Mimele, each Yavim by Chlitze can be Mafkia the Kiyanishas that the Ochiv HaMess still has in Yavome. Masheikin, if we say that Yezike, so then there is no Kiyanishas remaining in the Ochiv HaMess. And who has a Kiyanishas in Yevame? The Yavim. So if there are a number of Yevamim, if there are five Yevamim, so each Yavim has a Kiyanishas in Yevame. So Mimele, the Chlitze by one Yavim can be is like a get. He can be Mafkia the Kiyanishas that this Yavim has, but he cannot be Mafkia the Kiyanishas that another Yavim has, because just as in other Migarishes is Chavere, so with his Chlitze, he cannot be Mafkia, he cannot terminate the Kiyanishas that the other Yavim has. So maybe it's all lazer. So then the question arises: so even chlitze ksheiro should also be lazer. So the Ramban says chlitze ksheiro is like even itself. What is the Ramban mean? So we explained last time, because Rashi says that when one yom iskein is the yivome, so he's mafkia limafreya the zike the kiyanishes of the other yivome limafreya. And we have to say like that, because otherwise we would find ourselves in a paradox, because if the knise by one yavim would not be mafkia retroactively the kiyanishes of the other yavim, so then it would mean that in the whole interim period between the death of the deceased brother and the knise by one, so more than one yavim had the kiyanishes. That would be a paradox. So the answer is no. So that once one yavim is kenes the yavame, so then he is mafkia limafreya the kiyanishes of the other yavamim. So we are not faced with a paradox. So mimele. So the Ramban says, in case of a chlitze ksheiro, what does a chlitze ksheiro mean? Chlitze ksheiro means that the yavim has the alternative. Either is miyavim the monefshach. Either is miyavim or is chelit. So mimele, the chlitze, so the yavim has the choice of being miyavim. And suppose he would be miyavim, then the yavim would be mafkia lemafreya, the zike, the kiyanishes of the other yavim. So mimele, if instead of deciding to be miyavim, he decides to be chelit, so the chlitze in such a case has the same legal effect as the yavim. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that where the chlitz is a chlitz ksheiro, so that means that what's the nature, what's the essence of the zike? So the zike is a zikas yid, not zikas chlitz. So then when he is chelitz, so the chlitz is mafkia zikas yid, not zikas chlitz. So mimele, since the zike is a zikas yid, so and he has the choice of either being miyavim or being chelitz. And the mitzvah is also a mitzvah with an alternative, where it's a chlitzek sheiro. So that means, so in other words, the mitzvah, but also yivente asharo, so it's a mitzvah of in an alternative. He's mechuyev to do one of two things: either be miyav, mi bechelitz. And what kind of zikah is there? A zikas yiv. And either, so he can be mafkia the zikas yiv, either by being kenetz or by being chelitz. So Mimele, since the Zika is a Zikas Yibim, and he has the alternative of being Mafkia, that Zikas Yibim, by one of two ways, because it's a mitzvah, you know, with an alternative. So Mimele, so it is only reasonable to assume that the legal effect of the Chlitze, which is part and parcel of the same mitzvah as Yibim, is the same as the legal effect of Yibim. What is the legal effect of Yibim? That it's mafkia the kiyanishes of the other yivam lafreya. So the legal effect of the chlitze is also the same thing. Masheim kim if the chlitz is a chlitz psulo. So what do you mean chlitz psulo? He cannot be miyavim. If he cannot be miyavim, so then there is no zikas yivim. Midrabon. There is no zikas yivim. But midrabonon there is only zikas chlitz. So mimele, if there is only zikas chlitz, so we cannot say that the little effect of the chlitz is the same as the little effect of the yivim. If the zikah is zikas yivim, and the purpose of the chlitze too is to be mafkia zikas yivim, so mele it follows logically that the legal effect of the chlitze should be the same as the legal effect of the yivim. Masha'in kein if it's a chlitze psulo. So that means midrabbonon, there is no zikas yivim, midrabbonon. There is no zikas yivim. So what is there even midrabbonon? Midrabbonon there is only zikas chlitze. So memele, if there is only zikas chlitze, how can the chlitze, which the purpose of which is to be mafkia zikas chlitze, have the same legal effect as yiv? If the purpose of the chlitze is to be mafkia zikas yim, so then the chlitze has the same legal effect as the yiv. But if midrabon, the purpose of the chlitze is only to be mafkia zikas chlitze, there is no zikas yim. So it cannot have the same effect. It cannot have the same effect as zikas. It cannot have the same effect as the legal effect of yin. So mimele, it's not mafkia the kinyan ishes of the other yivomim mafreya. So if it's not mafkia the kinyan ishes of the other yivomim, so mimele the other yivomim, in order to be mafkia their kinyan ishes, so they have to give a separate chlitz. That's the pshat. This is how the Ramban explains. Now, so that is only shayach. That is only shayach if we say yezik. But if we say yezike, so no yob has a kinyanishes liyvome. So who has a kinyanishes? Only the ochiv ames. So mele, everyone's chlitze can be mafkia the kinyanishes. The kinyanishes of the yob. So in other words, if we say yezike, so that means that the whole that each yovim represents the whole bais. If we say yezike, so each yovim doesn't represent the whole bais; he represents himself because each one has a kinyanishes in her. But if we say enzike, so the only one who has a kinyanishes is the ochiv ames, and that kinyanishes has to be nimshach by one of the yovim. So mimele, the chlitze of one yovim, so that nullify, I mean, is mafkia the kinyanishes of the ochivames. Now, so it seems that Rashi Shita is that's only in regard to a chlitze psula. Mashein came in regard to the case where there are two chlitzes, two yivames. In one yivame, so is a chlitze klusha. And in the other yivame, so is a chlitze sheino klusha. So a chlitze sheino klusha. So mimele, in such a case, so the chlitze gruo is psulo. So the chlitze psulo is nothing. So the chlitze in the woman where the zike is a zike klusho, so is not effective. Why is not effective? Because if there are two yivomes, and in one yivome, so there is a chlitze klusho. So what does it mean? That midrabonon, there is no zike. Midraise there is, but midrabonon there is no zike. Mashein kin da'ada yivome, Mashein kin da'ada yivome. So there is a zike, even a full zike. If midrabonon, so mimele, the chlitze in the woman that has a zike klusho is not effective. Even if we say ein zike. Now, and Teisa Shita is that if we say Ein Zike, so on the contrary, I mean, it's Rashi Shita is very mistaba Rashi Shita. Teisa Shita is a Chiddush. And Teisa Shita is that even in the case that according to the Mandoma who says Ein Zike, so mimele, even if there is one yivome in whom there is a zikah klusha, is the Keklusha. So then the Chlitze of the Kivome can patter the other Yivome. Now why can it patter the other Yivome according to Tesis? So in other words, if we say so, apparently that's a chiddush according to Tesis. So according to Tesis, so if we say yesike, so that means that every Yivome midraisi is so the Yovim has a kiyanishes in her. So the Chachomim applied the aloche of called the Tikkun Rabbanon in the Raisikin, that if there is a Yivome who is a soul Yilayavim, so that means so called the Tikkun Rabbanon in the Raisikin. So just as in the case where there is a Yivome who is a soul Midraise and the Yovim Mitzadim Israel, so then there is no Zike at all. So Mimele, according to Mandoma, yes, Zike. So then the Zike even manifests itself in a Kiyanishes, in a real Kiyanishes, by the living Yivomi. So Mimele, so the Chachomim apply the concept of called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kim, the Raisa Tikkun, just as there cannot be, just as it is inconceivable that the Yokum should have a Kiyanishes in a Yivome that is an elbow to him. So with Rabbanon too, it's the Chachomim or Misakein, that there cannot be any Zike, any Kiyanishes in the Yivome that Midrabonon is an avatar. So that means there is no Zike in that Yivome Midrabonon. So how can that Chlitze be effective? It's a Chlitze in the Yivome that is not the Yivome Midrabonon Lechumre. Masha'in Kain, if we say that Ein Zike. So if we say Ein Zike, so that means the Yivome have no Kiyanishes. They have no Kiyanishes. Who is the one who has a kiyanishes? Who is the one who has a kiyanishes? The Ochiv Ames. But midraise there is aloche that if the Yivome happens to be asur on the score of an Yisraelvo, let's say Achis Isho, so that is mafkia midraise the residue of ishes that remains vested in the Ochiv Ames. So midraise it is like that. But the Chachomim did not apply the concept of kol the tikkun rabbanon in the araisa tikkun, that where a certain yivome happens to be asur on the score of an Yisraelvo and the yovim, that should be mafkia mid rabbanon the kiyanishes that remains vested in the ochiv ames. If we say yezike, so the whole kiyan zike is a zike that is vested in the living yivome. So, but if we say ein zike, so the whole, there is still zike, but then the kiyan zike consists of the residue of ishes that remains vested in the ochiv ames. So, mele, so as far as the raisa is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. So according to, so in other words, with the raisa there is aloche, that wherever a yivome happens to be asur and a certain yovim on the score of an Israel or whatever it, or chamesi, whatever it is, so that is machia de zike. And what does zike mean according to Mandomarin zike? Zike means a kiyanishes that remains vested in the ochiv ames. So if there is an Israel midraise upon a certain yovim, so that is machia the kiyanishes that remains vested in the ochiv ames. But where there is an Iser Ervo upon a certain Yovim Midrabonon, so that's not Mafkia even Midrabonon Lechumre, the Kiyanishes that remains vested in the Ochiv Ames. That's a Chidesh, but that's this a Shita. In other words, relative to the Mandoma Yezike, so the Kiyan Zike is a Kiyan Zike vested in the living Yivomim, so then the Chachomim applied the whole concept of called the Tikkun Rabbanon kein der Reise Tikkun. So whatever is true mit der Reise is true mit der Rabbanon. So just as in the case of an Achis Isho to a Yob mit der Reise is Mafkia the Kiyan Ishes that the Yob has, so where there is an Isra Achis Isho mit der Rabbanon, so it's Mafkia the Kiyan Ishes of the was a certain Yevame happens to become a Asura on a certain Yom, on the score of an Israel or the Raise, so that is Mafkia the Kianishes that remains vested in the deceased. But where there is an Israel of Erva Midrabono on a Palestinian Yom, so the Chachomim did not apply Lidabe the Kianishes that is vested in a deceased. The Chachomim, Lidabe the Kianishes that is vested in a living Yom, the Chachomim applied this concept of Kol D'Tikun Rabbonim in the Raisetni. But Lidabe the Kianishes that is vested in the deceased, and the Kol Mandamarein Zike, so there is no Kianishes vested in any Yom, except only in the deceased. So Lidabe the Kianishes that is vested in the deceased, the Chachomim did not apply the concept of Kol D'Tikun Rabbonim in the Raisetni. So Mimele, even though a certain Yevame happens to be Asur, and the Yom Mitzad and Israel with the Rabbonon, but that even with the Rabbonon is not Mafkia, the Kianishes. Even with Chumre with the Rabbonon, it's not Mafkia, the Kianishes that the deceased has in the Yom. That's the Machlokes. Machlokes. All right, I intended to cover that as a story, but I'll have to spend some time because the other Teisves, so has to do with the Shaile. Whether what's the pshat in Chayov Elavim Be'ese? Assuming, the other Shaile would say that Chayov Elavim Be'ese, so Mitraise she doesn't require Chlitze either. So that means Chayov Elavim Be'ese there is no Zik. But according to the Shaile, who say Chayov Elavim Be'ese Almon Lekin Godel, so Mitraise she requires Chlitze. And no Yibim, so what's the pshat? So does it mean that the Zike is really Zikas Yibim? But it's a Zikas Yibim. There is no such thing as a Zikas Chlitze Midaraise. Zike, by definition, Midaraise means Zikas Yibim. But because of an extraneous Yisar, Almonle King Godel, so there is no Triye, so Memele, it's impossible to realize the Yibim. But there is Zikas Yibim. So mainly the purpose of the chlitze is to be matkia zikasim, or the pshat in chayov elavim ve'ese that she is chletzes midaraisa ime misiyah bemes, is that there is no zikasim at all. There is only zikas chlitze. I think that should depend on the machlekes rishenim. According to the Rambam, that chayov elavim ve'ese in goalel, so he's kono, not kono b'tei hazdushin as the Miri says, if it's midaito. But even if Shaloi Midaito is Kono Aleo, but we Kono Ki in Gomo, we cannot pata the Tzore, so the Rambam Shite obviously is that B'chayov Elav Ve'ese, there is a Zikas Yid. There is a Zikas Yid. Boraye in Bo Aleo, even Shaloi Midaito is Kono Iso. Is Kono Iso. So what is the purpose of the Chlitze? The purpose of the Chlitze is to be Mafki a Zikas Yid. But then the other Rishen in Wachilik, and we say that Bo Aleo, we Kono Klau, they hold, apparently, that Chayov Elav Ve'ese, there is no Zikas Yibim, and that's a special Zikasakosuv of Zikas Chlitze per se. Not Zikas Yibim. So, Memele, that has certain Afkiminis in the Rabbanon. All right.
Shurkov Alev Nivamo says Vav Sivan Heitov Shalom and Vav, June 30th, 1976, Sunday.
Now, after the taste this, וחליצו פסולו צורך לארז על כל אחר. תגע סס, לא יתמו שפירש בקונטרס, וכל היחה שניוכל ליאבי, חשיב וחליצו פסולו. So Rashi Shita is that whenever there is an Issa, the Rabbono, to be Miyab, whatever the nature of the Issa is, whether it's an Issa like Yachis Kutose, Yachis Kukose, or Valas Get, or another Issa like Bitter Mitzvah Sivamu, any Issa, so it's a Chlitze Psul. As long as he is not allowed al Bedin to be Miyab. So take this Chelik. The Oma Bifere Kame Gabi Marza Grisho say, Oy hi, Oy Tzoroso, Chelitzes. Velo Yechshiv Echlitze as Grusho Chlitze Psul. Af al Gav Dein Yochel Yam. Whereas from Tesis it's mashma that he agrees in the sheet of the Ramban. Because the two in Sivan Kufayin says that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Now according to Rav, the Chlitza Psulo Yitzorich Laaz Al Kol Achi, does it also imply, does Rav also hold that Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis, or only Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis? So the Ramban says in so many words that just as according to Rav, so Chlitza Psulo, Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis, so Chlitza Psulo, Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis. But the two mentions that in the name of that Rashi is Chel. Now where is Rav, where is, so the Bais Yosef says that Rashi, Bais Yosef, the Shmuel, they say that the Raya is from the Rashi that Chob Zayin on the base. We'll soon see, I mean, Rashi says Kadolini B'tif Shet Bayin She'achas B'teres Chavato V'yachlit L'ize She'yirtze She'achlitza Shteyim Gruo. So the Bais Yosef says that's the Raya. So from this Rashi, the Torah was Midayik, that Rashi is Chelik on the Rabban. Now, so from Teitz Veshite, it appears that he agrees with Rabban, because he says, Luit Moshibir, Mekun Trez Chomei Chashim Yochel Yav, Chashim Yochel Tzapsulo, the Om Abed Verkamig, Al Marze Kroshot, Se Yoi Yi, Yoi Tzavoso, Chiletzes, Velu Chashim Yochel Tzapsulo, Chashim Yochel Tzapsulo, Abo Gav Dei Yochel Yav. So, but they are not talking about different Yivoni, they are talking about different Yivomes. So apparently, Teitz Vesh equates Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis with Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis. That's how it's mashma. In other words, that's the sheet of most Rashi. But as a matter of fact, and Rashi doesn't even say explicitly to the contrary. But the Torah says, in Siman Kufayim, that Rashi is saying. Alright. So, will we come on Amikom? Elo Tzorich Beleye, Tivda, Dichlitzosok Sheiro, Al Nechshiva Lo Chlitzok Sheiro. So, Tzorich Beleye is Tivda, Al Dichlitzosok Sheiro. So we see, so again, so there it's a raya from the Torah, but Teisus equates, I mean, Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis with Tzorich Lares Al Kol HaTzoreis. Al Mechshiva Lo Chlitza Ksheira, Abba Gavda Yisera Lo Yivome, Mishum Bitu Mitzas Yivome. So the Gemara says, the Tzorich Beleye, in the case of Cholatz Lachoyitz, in the case of Chol Zlachoyitz. So Shmuel says, Lui Niftaru Tzoreitz. Now let's say, two achoyitz were Mefleis, Mishnei Achim. In other words, let's say there are three brothers, let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuben was married to Leah, and Shimon was married to Rochel. And then, Reuben and Shimon both died, and they were both faithless before Levi. Now, so one was Nephilis first. Let's say Reuben died first. So Levi was Nephilis first. So the Gemara has a kashi. Why do we say Cholos Lachoyis Lniftor Tzoreitz? So Tzoreitz Beleye, if Levi gave chlitze to Leye, so he should pater the Tzoreitz of Leye. Let's say Zilpa. Al Mechshiva Lo Chlitza Ksheiro, Aval Gav De Asira Li Yivome Mishum Bitul Mitzas Yivome. So it's Oseh. So Teisus explains as to why we say that it's Asira Li Yivome Mishum Dinei Yidolo Yivatul Mitzas Yivome Mitzor Asrocheyo. So as a result of being Miyab Eleim, so he's not Mibatil Mitras Yivom and Mitras Rochu. The Avra Gav Dershi Yivom Leye. He also Mitras Rochu. Because when he's Miyabe in Leye, and Tzoras Rochu will be Leye. So what is it? So Bile, relative to Leye, is the Tzore of Bacheis Chutzos. Avra Gav Dershi Yivom Leye. He also Mitras Rochu. In other words, because if it will be Yavus, it will be the same Isa. If it will be Yav Leye, so, and Rochel is the sister of Leye. So, and the Tzore of Rochel, Bile, is the Tzore of Achiz Ishtay. So after that, the Shemibim Leye, he also had Bitzoras Rochel, but he also had Bitzoras Revis Chutose. We call him, okay, Chlitze Mie Bayi. with the Raisa. Why? But why should she require chlitza after all? Once he's miyabim leir, so then bile will be the tzora of achis ishte, because when he's miyabim leir, so leir is his wife. So bile, who is the tzora of chochel, the sister of leir, will be the tzora of achis ishte, be a real elder. And now with the Raisa, still it will not be mafkia. It will not be mafkia. It will not be mafkia. It will not be mafkia chlitza. Aber da wir schon nicht mehr in Josef zu erstrochen und Josef zu erstrochen und zu erstrochen. Wir kommen noch in Fritze mit dabei, die Reise. Die Inge zur Sache ist sicher. Because when will she become? When will she become in zur Sache ist sicher? She'll become in zur Sache ist sicher only after the Nefila. After the Miyam Leh. But at the time of the Nefila, at the very outset, so she was not in zur Sache ist sicher. So the Mele, it will not be mafkiach litze. They need tzoras achisisho la'achas nivu le'ekvim she'kvol lehoi so tzoras achisisho mishem izbailo uch she'yach le'itz li tzoras chocheil so le'mitzer aleye. And then when he gives chlitze li tzoras chocheil le'mitzer aleye dimut arodim mitzir tzoras chocheil le'osei. So why is the bitum mitzir sivonim? So Tezus is explaining as to why he says that he is not allowed to be miyab to be yamle. We come back and make a bit with this yobe, with this yobe, in yobe li yamle. Why? He's chashino shem otomu soras chochel. Shem otomu soras chochel. So, and we come back on the chochel with this yobe. So, because if he'll be yamle, so then chochel will be a chesishte. So, in a chaname, he will not be mivatel with this yobe li gamre from the tzore of chochel. But if the tzora of Rochel will die, if Bila will die, so then, and Rochel will be the only one remaining, Rochel will be Achesishtei, so Mimele, so we'll be Mevatim Yitzchivon, we'll be Mevatim Rochel Yitzchivon. So Mimele, and still the Gemara says, El Tzor Galei Atifta Vichlitzos Akshero. So we see that in spite of the fact that there is a Nisa Rabbanon to be Miyab Lehi, because of Pitum Mitzvahim. Still, it's considered Chlitz Ekshero. So, it's not like Rashi Shite. That Rashi Shite is wherever there is a Nisa, no matter what kind of a Nisa. Even if the Nisa consists of a Nisa like Pitum Mitzvahim, so it's a Chlitz Ekshero. But all these Rayas are based upon the premise that according to Rav, that Chlitz Ekshero in Tzorot Laaz HaAlkol HaAchim, so in Tzorot Laaz HaAlkol HaTzorot. But according to the Torah, Rashi says no. Chlitz Ekshero is only Tzorot Laaz HaAlkol HaAchim, but it's not Tzorot Laaz HaAlkol HaTzorot. Alright. We call Chlitz Ekshero by the Raisim Tzorot HaChizish, Lach Shilu Leia, Kim Shikol Leia, Tzorot HaChizish, Yom Shemetz Bailo, Or Shiyach Leia, Tzorot Rochol, Leia, Mitzar Leia, Nibut Leia, Mitzar Leia, Tzorot Leia, Mikol Mokei, Ike Mitzar Leia, Mitzar Leia, Mitzar Leia, Mitzar Leia, Why is the Tosam of the Rabbonon to be Yav Leia? Because if he'll be Yav Leia, and Bile will also die, then he will not be able to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Chlitze in Roche, because then she'll be Achizishte. Bichashino and Shem Otomu Soros Rochel to Mbat Moroch Yizivon, Vileke Limeima, Viyesh Lerochel to Vesalve. So in other words, even Bile will die, let's say, but the other Torres will be able to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Yivonim with the other Torres. And that we don't have to be Chesh, maybe the other two tzores will die, because that we say for the death of two tzores we are not reaching, as the Gemara says. So in Ame Kishcholatzi, so Leleya came in for a Sroche, he came behind the Dora, Litarit, my Lifter Tzore is a Tzore Sroche, or my Tzore Sore Dame, Davo Rup, but maybe not for Basaras. Then came Tzorachas Leleya, the Tzorachas Leroche, because that's fully the Yad Leleya, we should be the same Sivan. Anyway, so what does Tesis prove? From that Gemara, from the two Gemara, Tesis proves that even when there is an Isser of Pito Mitzah Sivan, so it's still considered a Chlitz Ekshero. But all these Rayas are based upon the premise that according to Rav, so just as Chlitz Ekshero and Tzor Vlada Vla Achim, so Tzor Vlada Vla Tzores. But the Torah says that Rashi is fair. Rashi is fair. El Nira Levi, the Lechshive Chlitz Ekshero El Achis Kukose. Not like Rashi, that any Yisar of being Miyav, whatever the Yisar is, constitutes a Chlitz Ekshero. No. Only certainly so. In other words, what kind of Isurim? Isurim where she becomes an elbow with Rabbah. Luichshivech mitzav psula l'achitz kuposik. So the mele l'imam doma yezikin, or yachitz kutzosei, with kula alme. So it's like achitz, so with Rabbah it comes under the heading of achitz ishte, which achitz ishte in reitz is an elbow. So the mele achitz kutzosei is like achitz kutzosei, and achitz kutzosei is like achitz ishte. So it's an elbow with Rabbah. So that kind of a chlitze is a chlitze psula. Ubalas haget, ubalas maina. So balas haget too, because balas haget, so with the rabbonon it has the same effect as chlitze. As chlitze, so the mele, even though it's not an israelbom, but the same oneness applies. Why do we say if there is an israelbom with the rabbonon, then it's a chlitze psula? Because then there is chlitze azike. Because kol mitikin rabbonon kein reise tikin. So just as in the arva, the reise nachis ishtei, there is a poezike completely, 100% nach poezike. So where there is an isar arva, the rabbonon, so kol mitikin rabbonon kein reise tikin, there is klishes azike. Or, balas haget, there is also klishes azike, because mit rabbonon lechumre. So get so to yivome has the same effect like chlitze to yivome. What's the effect of chlitze? It's mafkia de zike. So get is maklish de zike. Is maklish de zike. We could call the zike the achitz because it doesn't have the system of zike like it was the achitz. So say, who calls again the amir of chlutze, who calls the smaybe of it, who say, the ima zike. We can say the rabbonon, we call it the rushal of chlutze, so that the rodeo of the rashime, we also, the dami namo is in the reise of the zike, to mix in the karaya, so we say that the rabbonon also has a bit of verb on the rabbonon. So in Meila, there is diminution, there is a precious azike, diminution of zike. Aber mal so schon sind die Leute auf der Reise. Wie ist er warten mit sich kommen? Nur nicht kommen haben sie ihn geht. Und auch er schien er mit sich. So that way, so we have in Machlekes. This is an open Machlekes between Tetzles and Rashi. So that way, it's according to Rashi. Any Yisrael constitutes a Chlitz of Zohar. Not after an Yisrael. Not after an Yisrael. Or the Nervo mit Ramon. But any Yisrael. In Peter Mitzvah. And according to Teitzves, only a Nisea that is mit Rabbonon, it's an Erb. So the Mele, just as an Erb mit Reise is Mafkia Zike, so a Nisea of Erb mit Rabbonon is also Mafkia de Zike. Maklis de Zike, Mafkia de Zike mit Rabbonon, Lechum, mit Rabbonon Lechum. Alright, this is the issue. Now we have to understand what is the gist of the machlokes between Rashi and Tetzves? Why does Rashi say that any Yisrael constitutes Chutz of Shulo? And Tetzves says only an Yisrael like Achiz Chutzosei, Achiz Chutzosei, where there is an Yisrael with the Rabbonon. So there is Afkoe Zik with the Rabbonon with him. Now, so we can say, in other words, that you can say that the machlokes between Rashi and Tetzves is based upon the machlokes in regard to the rice. Even though here we are concerned with the rabbonos, but the whole din of Chlitz HaPsula is based upon the rabbonos. But it's based upon a certain shailah in the rice. Now, we know that Chayov Elav Nivrede, so in the rice is Usyabes. Chayov Elav Be'ese, so there is no Yim, because in Ese Dechel is Ese Ves, so it's Chiletzes V'lo Yisya. Now, we have in Machlekes Rishayim, there are some Rishayim who say that according to the Maskoneh of Gemore, the whole Troshe, of all the Yivim Te Yashar, Yesh Lecho Yivom Achas, שחיוץ זה לא נסיעה במס. So the whole התרושה falls off. That's the Rishayim, the Rashba mentions that Shite, the Biri mentions that Shite, and perhaps Rashi Shite Davgimu is also like that, we said, because there is a Rashi Shite, the Rashi says, Davgimu, Mabdalev, towards the end, the end of the moment, so he says, "Lichol heiched ha'amrin al chiletzes v'lo nisya b'mes mishum sreike." But why does he say "omer mishum sreike"? But there is chayav elav b'mes, it's chiletzes v'lo nisya b'mes. So even saying that Rashi Shita is like the Roshi in the Rashba and the Niri, that according to Maskon of the Gemara, the whole Roshi of Yeshokhi Vomachaf, Shechalets is when Siavemes holds off, so that means, and with Reise, Hayavlam Vese, he doesn't require in Mechlitze nothing, only with Rabbonon, only with Rabbonon, so then we can understand the Rashi. So there is such a Shita's Rashi. That Hayavlam, that according to Maskon of the Gemara, Hayavlam Vese, is, does not require in Mechlitze. So there is no Ziggy altogether. There is no Ziggy altogether. Then, most Hashem say no. That the Droshe of also in Brite Asharo remains in Momachas, Sheila Lechlitze Veino Yidin, remains in Maskon of Gimore. But where is it called in the Havam in the Gimore that Chom? So that Droshe is to be applied to Chayov Elav Migreide before the Gimore reached the conclusion. That with the Raise, Chayov Elav Migreide in Siavemes, so according to Maskon of Gimore, that Droshe is to apply to Chayov Elav Migreide. But with the Raise, it's Chalitze Zlob Siavemes. That's the sheet of Moshe Shem. Now, according to the sheet of most Rishayim, that Chayav Lav Vese, so Midraise is Chiletzes from Misiabemes, so that too can be conceived in two ways. It can be conceived, one way of conceiving it is that Chayav Lav Vese, there is a Kasim too, there is a Kasim. But Bimtzias is not allowed to realize the, because there is a laman and essay that is in the Kinegde that doesn't allow it. But there is Zikasim. But Bimtzias it cannot be done. Zikasim there is. Or we can say, since another way of understanding it is that since there is no Tchiyeh, so he's not allowed to be Miyavim. If he's not allowed to be Miyavim, so that's Afkoyam Zikasim. But you ask, if it's Afkoyam Zikasim, so why Shech Letzes Midraise? The answer is, so there is Zikasim. So the question is there such a thing with the Raise of Zikas Chlitzen without Zikas Yid? Oh, there is no such thing as Zikas Chlitzen without Yid. There is no such thing as Zikas Chlitzen without Yid. There is Zikas Yid. So if Chayav Lav Vese, there is Zikas Yid. But the only thing is, he's not allowed to do it. But there is Zikas Yid. Now, so certainly the Rambam Shita is. The Rambam Shita now we saw two shittes of Hashemis. We saw two shittes of Hashemis. Actually, there are three shittes of Hashemis. One shittes of Hashemis that, I mean, when I say three shittes of Hashemis, I mean, not including the shittes that the Rashba mentions, that according to Maskon of the Gemara, Chayulam, Vese doesn't require chlitz and Raiz. According to that shittes, so it goes without saying that there is an Isser of Ishesach, if Midraise, Chayav Lav Vese does not even require Chlitze, so there is certainly Nitzar Ishesach. But in the Rishayim who say that Chayav Lav Vese require Chlitze Midraise, there are still three shittes. There is one shitte, we discussed the three shittes. One shitte is that by Chayav Lav Vese there is a Nitzar Ishesach, if he won't marry her, if the young marries her. Then there is another shitte that there is no Nitzar Ishesach. That's the shitte of the Nir. The Miri says that Bechayov Lav Vese in Boala or Peter Asib Loikon. Let's say Shalom Midaito. So he's Loikon, the Gamma. But if he's Boala or Bifnei, Peter Asib Bushnen Midaito, so he's Kena Her, Peter Asib Bushi Bi. So obviously the Shita of the Miri is that Bechayov Lav Vese, so there is Bechayov Lav Vese, There is no Isarish Esach, because if there would be an Isarish Esach, how could it be Kena Her B'teras B'shevir? So she's an elbow if there's an Isarish Esach. But the Shita of the Miri is different than the Shita of the Rambam, because according to the Miri, so it can only be Kena Her B'teras B'as Dushin, but not B'teras Yid, and it has to conform to all the dinim of Dushin. If there's the Yidim Givadogor and Midaito like B'shevir. Like Bishabir. So that means that the Shita of the Miri is that there is no Zikasim. There is no Zikasim. But what is there? Just Zikasplitz. But the Miri holds, in as much as there is Zikasplitz and Midraise, so maybe there is no Isarish Esach because there is Zikke. Let it be Zikasplitz. But the fact that there is Zikke, so that removes the Isarish Esach. But, so since there is no Isarish Esach, so maybe if it is Mikadisha, Viteras Dushin, so he's Kena, like any other woman. But But it has to be on the midaito. But suppose it's shaloi midaito, so then dushibia is not effective. Shaloi midaito and mitir asiv, he could be kainera because there is no zik asiv in the Torah in the Midrash. There is only zik asiv. Then the shidas Rambam we saw, shidas Rambam. The shidas Rambam means that in Boala also we call a king and Romo. Will he put for Soroso? But she herself is kainera. And it's much more from Rosh Rambam that he's kainera mitir asiv, so he shaloi midaito. So we have to say that the Shita Saramba means not only that there is Zika Sritzim, there is Zika Sim, but the Mitzias, the Yib cannot be realized, is not allowed to realize it. So the Mele sins, he's not allowed to realize it, he doesn't part of the Tzorah, so he's not going to kill him. But she herself, he's Kainer, yes. Why? Because there is Zika Sim. So in other words, so we see that there is a Machlil Yerushay, Machayim Ulam Besim, where the Amin, assuming that you require, Ayulam Besim require literally the rice, whether there is zikasim or there is no zikasim, but there is just zikasim. So the mele apparently tases. Now tases shit. The tases says that chlitza psula itzorich lazer al kolah chlitza psula itzorich lazer al kolah is reference only to a nisa like a chiz chutzosei or a chiz chukosei or a mandoma yezike where the rabbono mitzvah nisareh. So there is Afkoa Zik. There is Afkoa Zik. What if the Rabbonon is a different kind of Rabbonon? A different kind of Rabbonon. Yeah. That it is, let's say, like Bittu Mitzvah Sivomim. So then, like Bittu Mitzvah Sivomim, or Ribun Gushosei, Marzeh Gushosei, so then it's not a Chlitz of Zura. So why? Because what is the whole longness of Chlitz of Zura Tzor Vazal Gulachim? Because there is Afkoa Zik. Which is the cosmic? Of course it can. So if we say now, so it all depends. There is a principle of committing Rabbonon came the rising. So in other words, if let's say that if the Rabbonon is an Israel, so what is the counterpart of that is a Rabbonon in the rising and now in the rising? If the Israel is an Istan Israel, an extraneous Israel, not an Israel. Let's say an Israel like Bittu Mitzvah Sivomim, an Israel, not an Israel. So what is the counterpart to Midraise of that kind of an Israel? Chayolam Nesek. So that word, so whatever we say in Chayolam Nesek, so should be true of Midrabonon, Lechumre, of this kind of the Rabbonon, of Bittu Mitzvah Sivomim. Now if we say that Chayolam Nesek, there is zikasim. So that means that even when a woman is asur, when the yom is also to be miyavna, a certain yevome mitzav yisa deraise. But as long as it's not an Israel, so there is no diminution in the zikasim, there is zikasim. So how could we say that where there is an Israel Rabbonon, like between the yevome, which is not an Israel Rabbonon, that should constitute of course a even is a deraisa like Chayom Elam Bes, which with Raisa Shizasuro, doesn't constitute Hafkoa Zike. Now let's say, according to Rambam, so even Chayom Elam Bes, there is no Hafkoa Zike, Bo Raye, that in Bo Leo is Kone, he doesn't part of the Tzore, but he is Kone. So even an Isa deraisa that is not an Isa Rehobo, doesn't constitute Afkoa Zike. So how could an Israel Rabbonon that is not an Israel Rabbonon constitute Afkoa Zike? So it's very reasonable to assume that Teisves Shite here is based upon the premise that Bahayom Elam Vese there is, like the Rambam, there is Zikasim, there is no Afkoa Zikasim, but he's not allowed. So Mimele. So Mimele, as the Rambam says, in Bolo is Kono, Pitirasim. Why? Because there is Ikasim. So Mimele, so since once we assume that Bahayom Lam Vese, there is no Afkoa Zikasim. So Lachaskamo Bechamo, that by Nisar Rabbonon, which is an extraneous Nisar Rabbonon, not an Nisar Rabbonon, certainly Lachaskamo Bechamo, that there is no Afkoa Zik. Whereas Rashi Shite, that Chlitza Psulo has reference to every Isra Rabbanon. Even if this Rabbanon is not an Israel from Rabbanon, extraneous Israel, like Bitul Mitzvah Siboni. Because Rashi holds that the reason, so in one of two ways, that Rashi Shita must be based upon one of two halachas. Either like the Shita Sarishenim that Rashba mentions, which the Rashi, that Gimel of Aleph, tends to indicate that way. That according to Maskon of Gemore, so the whole Zerazakosu of Krishna in Bomachas, Sheil of Chlitzerin, even falls off. So the Mele Chayom Lab Vese, Midrash said there is no Chlitzer. That means there is of course even without it. Even though Chayom Lab Vese is not an Israel Rabbon. So the Mele called it Tipin Rabbon, came the Rise at Tipin, an Israel Rabbon. Even though it's an extraneous Israel, also is Mavki Azik, Lichum. Of course, over there, so the Rabbon only requires Chlitzer. But here the Chumre. So there is also of course again. Or even if we don't say like this Rishini, that according to Maskon of Gimore, so Chayogilam Vese do not require Chutz in the Raisa. Let's say, even if we assume like most Rishini, that Zeras HaKosuv of Rishini of Achas remains in Maskon of Gimore, but it is to be applied to Chayogilam Vese, not to Chayogilam Vrede. But if we say that the pshat in Chayulam Vese that they require chlitze is not that there is zikasim there is, but there is just zikas chlitze is the mere says the bitirasim more loikone. But if we die to be faithful, then it's kind of bitiras dush. So then we can also then so that means zikasim there is. So of course there is a koe zikasim just zikas chlitze. So the Mele, Rashi can say that any Yisrael Rabbanon is a chlitzer psulon so plaza of lachem. Why? Because what's the svar? What's the longness of chlitzer of rav of chlitzer psulon so plaza of lachem? So as the Ramban explains it, we mention less time in that finale in Yevomes, because as long as the chlitzer is a chlitzer sheiro and he has the alternative of either being miyav and being chileit, so that means that the ziki, the purpose of that chlitze, the purpose of a chlitze kshero, is to be mafkia zikasim, not zikas chlitze. The purpose of a chlitze kshero is to mafkia zikasim. So the chlitze kshero has to have the same legal effect as if, just as in regard to Yibum. So Rashi says that when one yobim is miyam, a Yivome, so it's Mafkia, the Zike of the other Yivome, the Mafkaya. So when the Yogim, instead of being the Yavim, instead of being Kenes, so it's Chelet, but the Chlitze is Mafkia, the Zike Sim. So the Chlitze has also the same legal effect as the Yivim. Just as the Yivim is Mafkia, the Zike of Mafkaya from the other Yivome, so the Chlitze is also Mafkia, the Yivim from the other Yivome. Mashayim came if it's a chlitza psula. So the mele, then there is no zikasim. What is there? Only zikas. So there is only zikas chlitza. So there is only zikas chlitza. So the mele, since there is zikas chlitza, so it cannot have the same legal effect as yib. Because by yib, when yib takes place, so then there is zikasim. So it has the legal effect of being maftia, the zike from the other Yibomi. Mashainke, where here we have only zikas chlitze, if we have only zikas chlitze, so memele, it cannot be mafkia, the zike, from all the other Yibomi. So, since it cannot be mafreya, so memele, it has to be mafkia, the zike, mikano habe. So since it can only be mafkia, mikano habe. So if we say, yes, zike, how could a chlitze by one yom be mafkia the kinemishes of the other yomim? As the Ramban says, just as ein oda migarish is chavere, so memeile kont mandoma ye zike. So he couldn't be mafkia the zike of the other yomim, unless it is mafkia or mafreya. That's chlitze kshayom. So mafreya, so then it's a goyim mutzul mafreya that she was never skuko to the other yomim. So that's all right. Bashein came where it cannot be mafkia or mafreya, when there is only zikas chlitze. So memele, then it's only chlarze alkolach. It's all about alkolach. Now, we have to understand the two shite in Rashi. The two says that the Rashi is chelik and Rambam, and according to Rashi, so chlitze psulo Rav says that chlitze psulo itzorch la'azal al kolachim, but the itzorch la'azal al kolachos. Now the question that is, this is very strange. I mean, we see from, so in other words, so according to the tools shita in Rashi, so there is more of an argument that the chlitze psulo should require chizur al kolachim than that it should require chizur al kolachos. That's how it's mashma, according to Rashi. But from the whole sugya, the kasha is raised against the Torah. From the whole sugya of Chazayim, the reverse appears to be true. Because Shmuel is chilikah. And Shmuel holds that chlitzah psulo is eitzorich la'azal kolachim. Still, Shmuel says, and according to one Loshim, in the Gemara, Kikom HaShmuel Chlitzem Ali Binon, Halde Mile Eli Mifta Tzoroso, Avo Mifta Renap Shepot, and it doesn't require Chizor Al Kolach. But Chizor Al Kolach Tzores, it does require. So isn't it a Kalvachemer? Isn't it a Kalvachemer? That if Shmuel, who is Chelik HaRav's Din of Tzorof Vaz Al Kolach, so he still says in one Loshim, that it's only Chizur Al Kolach Tzores, so like as Kamo Lechamo, Rav, who says that Chlitz HaPsulo Yitzorich Larzei Al Kolachim, like as Kamo Lechamo, that Yitzorich Chizu Al Kolachores, so how is it that the Torah says that according to Rashi, so it's just the reverse? So obviously, the Torah holds that according to Rashi, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So in other words, when does the Gemara say, Kikom HaShmuel Chlitz HaMali Binan HaMilu Miftat Zoroso, Avon Nifter and Avshi is Potro, that's Alim Bishmuel. So Alim Bishmuel, who rejects the whole concept of Chitzab Tzula Torah Fahad Al Kolachim, so according to him, so Chizur Al Kolachor is his Mochamo. Mashahim can according to Rav, who says that Chitzab Tzula Torah Fahad Al Kolachim, so then Chizur Al Kolachor is his Mocha. But we have to understand what's the Machlikes between Rav and Shmuel according to Rashi. So we have to say that there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel according to Rashi. Now, the two says, the Bes Yosef, I mean, they all assume that from the Rashi that the Chotzayin on the base, it's mashma that he holds that according to Rav that Chlitz HaPsulo Tzorof Vaz Al Kolachim, so only a Tzorof Vaz Al Kolachim, but it doesn't require Chizur Al-Kol HaTzoros. And then the Gro mentions another diuk from a Rashi that Nalek, Perek HaMdamil. So in other words, so there are certain diukim. The diukim are not Rayis Bures, but there are certain diukim from Rashi that Rashi holds that according to Shmuel, so Chlitz HaPsulo Tzorof Vaz Al Kolachim, but in Tzorich Larzer Al-Kol HaTzoros. Now the question is, how did Rashi know it? How did Rashi know it? So obviously, Rashi holds that inasmuch as Rav spells out Chlitz HaPsulo Tzorof Vaz Al Kolachim, he doesn't say Tzorof Vaz Al Kolachos. Doesn't rather not as Shmuel. Shmuel says Cholos Lachoyes Leniftor Tzores. So he does discuss Tzores, and Rav, in discussing Chlitz HaPsulo, he does spell out Achim, and he doesn't at the same time spell out Tzores, so it's mashma that according to Rav, so Chizur Al Kol Achim is more homo than Chizur Al Kol Tzores. That's mashma. Alright. So that's the reason as to why Rashi holds that according to Rav, so Chizur Al Kol Achim is more homo than Chizur Al Kol Tzores. Now we have to understand, what's the swar of Rashi? Why does Rashi say that according to Rav, so Chizur Al Kol Achim is, I mean, what's the longness of Rav? What's the swar of Rav? That Chizur Al Kol Achim is Tzorich Larzei Al Kol Achim, but he's not Tzorich Larzei Al Kol Achim. Now, how does the Ramban explain the Aloch of Rav, of Chizur Al Kol Achim Tzorich Larzei? And that is only if we say Yezik. So why? Because if we say Yezik, so then the Kinyan is vested in Ichyo, not in the Ochiv HaMes. So Mele, he could not be Makia Kianishes that another young man has, just as one could not be Migarishes Havere. So here too, one could not be Migarish, could not be Makia the Kian Zik. One young, when he gives Chwitze to me, one he could not be Makia the Kian Zik and another young man. But if we say Enzike, so then the essence of Zike consists in the residue of Ishes that remains vested in the Ochim Ametz, which has to be Nimshach by the Bais, by one Yovne and in one Yvonne. But, so then one Yovne can be Mavkia, the Zike of the whole Bais, which has to be Nimshach by the Bais and which remains vested in the Ochim Ametz. Mashenkin, if we say yes, Zike. So then there is no residue of Ishes remaining vested in Ochim Ametz. But there is a Kiyan Ishes vested in each Yovn. So Memele, if one Yovn, Shimon, let's say, gives Chlitze to the Yivon, so he can be Mavkia the Kiyan Ishes that he has in the Yivon. But how can he be Mavkia the Kiyan Ishes that another Yovn has? Even the Midarish Ishes Chavere. But if it's Chlitze, so then you ask, so Chlitze Kshero, the same thing? The answer is, but Chlitze Kshero, so it has the same legal effect, so he has the Mimonefshach, the alternative, either being Miyavim or being Chilitz. So if he decides to be Chilitz, it has the same legal effect as him. And by him there is a loche that is Mavkia, the Zikr Mavkia, vis-a-vis all the other Yivon. So Memele, so that's no kashe, that's no difficulty. So, because it's going to be Mavkia that she wasn't Skuk of the Yivon. Masha'im came, where it's a Chlitz of Sumo, so then he doesn't have the Mimonefshach. So he doesn't have the same, so the Chlitz doesn't have the same legal effect as him. So Memele, it can only be Mavkia Mikalohabe. If it can be Mavkia Mikalohabe, how can one Yom be Mavkia the Kiyanishis? Of the other Yom, even the Midarish is Chavere. So Memele, we can understand Shivas Rashi. So Mikabe, all the other Yom, in as much as it's a Chlitz of Psuo. So it cannot be Mavkia the Zikel Mavkia vis-a-vis the other Yom. So it can only be Mavkia the Zikel. So it's not Shayach that the Chlitz by one Yom should be Mavkia the Kiyanishes of another Yom. Because even the Migalish is Chavere. Mashenkin Mikabe the other Absores. So the same Yom has a Kiyanishes in this Yivome and the Kiyanishes in the other Yivome. So why couldn't his Chlitze be Mavkia the Kiyanishes that he has in both Yivomes? So Memele, the only reason, that's the Svore of Rav, according to Rashi. Because the only reason is why Rav says, Chlitze of Psula, it's all Vazak Lach. Because if it's a Chlitze of Psula, it cannot be Mavkia the Zikel in Mavkia. So it can only be Mavkia the Zikel in Kalahave. And if it's Mavkia the Zikel in Kalahave, how could one Yom be Mavkia the Kiyanishes, the Kiyan Zike, or another Yom? Just as even the Mikamish is just coming, right? But that's Ligabeil Chizal Kolachim. But Ligabeil Chizal Kolachores, so that means that the same Yom has the Kiyanishes in this Yom and another Yom. Now, if one has two wives, he certainly could be Mavkia. He certainly could be Mavkia, the Kiyanishes of both wives, by giving a get to both wives. And if there hadn't been a aloche of Lishmo by get, so then, if one has two wives, he could write one get. He could write one get to both wives. He couldn't, and appoint the Shliach to give it to the Shliach Kabole that is appointed by both wives. It cannot be done because there is a aloche of Lishmo. So Memele, he cannot write the same get to both wives, even if it will be received by both of them. Let's say by both of them appointing one Shliach Kabole. So it cannot be done because of Lishmo. But it's certainly possible for if a man has a Kiyanishes in two women, to be Mikarish both. But if he wants to be Makir the Kiyanishes in both wives, he has to give a separate get to each one. But here by Chutzah there is a loche of Tzoreshi.